A moment later, she stood alone listening to the sobbing hiccups of her hysterical son. One battle at a time. One battle at a time. She entered the parlor and picked Nathan up from the pile of pillows. He flung his thin arms around her neck, gripping hard.
"White, white, white!"
he sobbed.
"White, white, white!"
"Shh, shh." The foyer wasn't going to work anymore. Too dark. Too strange. Her son needed deep, undisturbed sleep in an overly bright room where all the lamps could chase the demons away, where he could finally relax. Maybe she could, too. The police officer had already returned. No doubt James had told the man there was no need to walk him out. He'd go, not make any trouble. He was merely trying to help his family. His daughter-in-law was not quite stable, you know. Catherine took a deep breath. With her arms wrapped tight around Nathan, she looked the officer in the eye and announced, "I'm taking him to his room. I'm closing the door. He's going to sleep. I'm going to sleep. Whatever else you people need, it can wait until morning."
"Yes, ma'am,"
the officer said, sounding only slightly sarcastic. Catherine turned away from him, and before she could lose her courage, mounted the stairs. The smell was dissipating now, probably carted off with Prudence's body. She had seen the girl's corpse roll out the door on a metal gurney. Her mind hadn't come to terms with it yet, hadn't reconciled the image of Prudence sitting on the floor reading to Nathan, with Prudence zipped up in a black body bag. The concept of Prudence dead remained abstract to her. It seemed more like the girl had gone out on her day off and had simply chosen not to return. It was easier for Catherine this way. Not so much because she was attached to the girl. In all honesty, she'd cared for Prudence no more and no less than the others. But the nature of the killing, neck snapped, body hanged from the rafters of Catherine's bedroom, led to horror beyond imagining. It implied an intruder in Catherine's home. It implied a man targeting her and the people around her. It implied that if she didn't surrender Nathan as her father-in-law demanded, she would be next. She thought of James's soft-spoken threat, that he would make life miserable for her, that he had all the power, that she was nothing. She thought, almost bitterly, he should tell her something she didn't know.